Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, you can always contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you may have regarding your fantasy football draft, players, injuries. It just doesn't matter. If you want to talk football, get a hold of me. And who knows, maybe I'll put you on my podcast like I'm going to do right now. I have to say that we already recorded one podcast today, and we are experimenting with improving the quality of our sound. And my wife, my new, what do you call it when you're helping somebody out in the studio? What?
Producer.
You can say it out loud. Yeah, see? Producer. That's what I need her for. She's my producer. She offered to do this for me. And she's also a big-time fantasy football coach who has won a championship, unlike some other members in our family, not naming any names. But I will tell you this. She doesn't know I'm going to ask this question, but I'm going to ask her this question because I think I know the answer, and then it might help you in the future. So, what is the most important thing in fantasy football?
Score more points.
Bam! There, we did it. See, it is working. It takes time, but I'm getting my message out there, which brings me to the next few players that I have ranked in my top 125 rankings that I will be publishing soon for you. All you have to do is go to that Gmail address and request it, and I will send it out to you. Kareem Hunt, running back for Cleveland, positionally ranked 29th. His average draft position is 79. Kareem Hunt averaged 13.8 points per game, which ranked him number 204 last year. Now, he's had five seasons in the NFL. In 2017, he was fantastic in Kansas City. He had 296 fantasy points, ranked number 4. Since then, it's been a downhill freight train to where last year, he only had 110 fantasy points and was ranked number 48. There's rumors on the vine that Cleveland will be trading him. Well, if they're going to trade him, they need to bring his value up. How are they going to bring his value up? They're going to let him play at the beginning of the year, and hopefully they can make that happen. For myself, my draft base value for Kareem Hunt is 77, number 77. And that's as good as it's going to get for him. His attitude has always been a hindrance, in my opinion, for him. And until he gets himself established better that way, he's not going to advance his own career. Next up, Ramondre Stevenson, the running back for New England. Now, I am quietly starting to like this young man better. Last year was his first year. He was a rookie. Played 12 games, had 116 fantasy points, ranked number 47. Not super. He averaged 9.4 points per game, and he was ranked 199, right? So what I want to tell you about him is that White retired this week, and he, in games where he had over 50% of the snaps, averaged 19.3 fantasy points per game. 19.3. I think that he is going to see the ball more. I mean, remember earlier or yesterday's podcast, I shared with you that Damian Harris only carried the ball 41% of the time. If Ramondre Stevenson gets the other 59%, this guy is going to be a stud. He is average draft position is 107. I'm moving him up to number 76, and he could even move up further in the next 2 weeks. In preseason. That's what I have to share with you. I think he's somebody you better have your eyes on in the next couple weeks to see how the preseason works out for him. Devin Singletary, running back for Buffalo, up next. Positionally ranked number 33 with an average draft position of 80. 11.6 points per game, ranked 120 last year, but he played 59% of the snaps. He played all 17 games last year, 198 fantasy points, ranked him number 20, 4.6 yards per carry, 870 yards, 7 touchdowns. Here's a stat that I kind of like. 40 catches, 50 targets, 228 additional yards with a touchdown. So that's 8 total touchdowns. Now, here's a number I want you to listen as I share it with you. Last 5 games, he played 77% of the snaps and averaged 19.7 points per game and 6 TDs. You can share Cook with me. You can share Moss with me. I think Devin Singletary has earned the right to be the RB1 in Buffalo. They are all about scoring points. I moved him up my draft board to number 26. And I know people aren't going to understand that, and I'm fine with that. So what that tells me, if you can get him after 26 and closer to the ADP of 80, you might have a steal in your fantasy draft this year. Next up, Rashad Penny, another guy that I think has a lot of promise, running back for Seattle, positionally ranked 32 with an average draft position of 82. 12.2 points per game last year, ranked 109. He played in 10 games with 122 fantasy points. Over for his position, he was ranked 41. Here's another stat and another guy you need to listen to. And this is why he's moving up the board. And it makes no sense to me because the experts don't want to do this. They'll take a rookie coming in from college and say, oh, he's going to be the next greatest thing. Doesn't always work out. Rashad Penny is going to be the clear RB1 in Seattle. I know Seattle has went through considerable changes, but listen to this. Last 5 games last year, 58% of the snaps, he averaged 22 fantasy points per game and had 6 touchdowns. 6. If you compare him to a sophomore, Javonte Williams of Denver, the numbers are so close, it's amazing. But yet, we have Javonte Williams' average draft position of 21, and I'm ranking him at 35. What does that tell you about Penny, right? Rashad Penny, draft-based value, here at Sundays with Jeff Miller, number 24. Those are 2 running backs that I'm moving up my board that you should be taking a serious look at. Want to talk about a guy moving down my board? Miles Sanders, running back Philadelphia, 9.8 points per game last year, overall ranking of 156. His average draft position this year is 69, way overrated. Positionally, he's ranked 26, way overrated. The bad thing for Miles Sanders is he just doesn't get to carry the ball around the end zone. He had 0 rushing TDs last year, 0. He averaged 5.5 yards per carry. Why is he not getting the ball anymore? I don't know the reason, but 163 touches last year is less than the 192 touches he had the year before. I'm not holding any stock out for Miles Sanders. Sorry for you guys who are lovers of him. Draft base value, down the board, 87. 87. James Robinson, the running back for Jacksonville, who's had a couple good years, 12.6 points per game, ranked 101 overall last year. Positionally, he's 44, average draft position 102. 14 games last year before he suffered his injury, and it was an Achilles. Can be a tough injury to come back from. 176 fantasy points, ranked 25th. But the last 2 years, 4.7 yards per carry with 8 rushing touchdowns and 4.5 yards per carry, 7 touchdowns. I'm going to rank him 98, number 98. And I think he could take over as RB1 in Jacksonville really easy after about 3 or 4 games if ETN does not perform to the level that everybody is expecting him to do. Up next, Chase Edmonds, the running back for Miami. And when I say that, he is one of, 7 or 8 running backs there now? Yeah, and he's supposed to be the RB1. He was never an RB1 in Arizona. I don't see this working out for him. In 2021, 12 games, he had 144 points, ranked him 34. He only had 2 touchdowns. Year before, he played 16 games, 168 fantasy points, ranked 25th at his position, 1 touchdown. That's not going to get it done for me. That is not an RB1 guy. He did have 43 catches for 311 yards last year, but guess what? No touchdowns. The year before, 53 catches, 402 yards, and 4 touchdowns. My draft base value for Chase Edmonds is 100. Yes. For the 27th ranked running back, that is way down the board. You do the math. You can see what I'm thinking. It's not going to work out for him. As a matter of fact, I don't even have this guy ranked right now, but I'm going to tell you, Sony Michael is the guy to look at in Miami. He's going to end up RB1 before the season's over, and he will perform excellent. But you can sit on that and probably pick him up as a free agent down the road. Last but not least for today, and like I said, this completes the top 50. Even though he's not ranked in the top 50, at the end of this list, we will have our top 50 players ranked, and we'll be reviewing those for you soon. But Darrell Henderson, the running back for the LA Rams, 12.6 points per game in 102 overall ranking last year. Positionally, they have him at 42, an ADP of 120. He played 13 games last year, 163 points, ranked him 27th. He averaged 4.6 yards per carry last year. He had 5 rushing touchdowns, caught the ball 29 times, 176 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Year before, 4.5 yards per carry, 5 touchdowns, 16 catches, 159 yards, 1 TD. Not sure why McVay has lost the love for him in favor of Cam Akers, but there's a player you should be focusing on, in my opinion, later in your drafts. You can get him at a very cheap price, throw him on your bench, and, you know, if anything happens to Akers, here's your RB1 on a very good offense for the LA Rams. Positionally for me, draft base value, I'm going to come in, not positionally, overall, with a ranking of 99 for Darrell Henderson. And that's what I've got for you for today. So we did get quite a few more players done. Again, I want to remind you that you can make contact with me at SundaysWithJeffMiller@gmail.com, and I will be more than glad to send that list to you if you'd like to take a look at it. And like I said, there's quite a few different columns that you can check out. One of my favorites is to actually look at how many fantasy points they averaged per game last year. And you can click on that column and actually sort it, and it will rank them from top to bottom. And that includes the quarterbacks, which I think is something that is undervalued in fantasy football, and we've talked quite a bit about that. So up next on my next podcast, I'm going to take a look at some of these preseason games, some of the players we should be looking at, and maybe taking a note or two to help keep our draft strategy straight down the road. That's it for today. Remember to do me a favor, listen, and then share. It's only fair. Bye.